inflation, substantial inflation like we haven't seen since James Earl Carter Jr. was in the White House. Inflation like the 1970s on its way to us. So says Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha. Most painful since Carter. Gas prices, by the way, today, California, $5 a gallon. $5 a gallon. Can you imagine? That's what we've got so far in California today. So this is what's happening with the economy. And what is Joe Biden doing? Spending trillions of dollars that he doesn't have. And to sort it out, Richard Ebling, AIER Senior Fellow, is the BB&T Distinguished Professor, Ethics, Free Enterprise, Leadership at the Citadel, Biden's agenda of democratic paternalism and planning is of concern. Professor, welcome back. What do you think of it? I mean, I'm looking at Warren Buffett saying inflation. I mean, this is so predictable, sir, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's great to be back with you. I hope you've been doing well. What we're seeing is a major leap and shift further to the left than the United States has experienced with changing presidents for at least three, four decades. What Joe Biden is saying, after having campaigned as, quote, the moderate Democrat, is an agenda that presumes that there is nothing that can occur in the society for good without the government directly being involved, directly planning it, directly determining what each and every one of us do. His taxing policies, his spending policies, all add up to one thing. There is no life without big government. And all of this will have the effects that you were just mentioning. The government taxes the resources away from the private sector. The government borrows resources through the financial markets to cover its deficit out of the private sector. It regulates and hampers and restrains the flexibility of a free market to adapt and adjust to changing circumstances and opportunities. And the economy slows down. The government dominates the economy. People's lives are dominated because when the government controls, it doesn't just control something in the abstract. It's narrowing and dictating and determining what you can buy, what you can produce, what job you could have, the wage you can earn, the price you can receive, the ability to interact with people freely to better your life. The government determines what's better and what your life will be.
The government determines everything because, well, clearly, they're smarter than I am. They have a much better handle, do these bureaucrats and, you know, these 20-something and 30-something kids. They know how to run my life better than I do, clearly, you know. I mean, I get it.
Well, obviously, listen, I understand that there are people who are smarter than me. And I know this because my wife tells me all the mistakes I make all the time. But I'd rather have the voluntary choice of listening to my wife and adapting to what she thinks is the right thing to do around the house than to listen to Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or to Nancy Pelosi or all the others connected with this elitist notion that they're meant to be the central planners and the social engineers over each and every aspect of our life. That is, as the famous economist Friedrich Hayek called, a road to serfdom.
You know, you read a recent article you wrote about the paternalism. You wrote, I have read twice through the transcript of Biden's speech before Congress. Never once was there any expression or emphasis on the importance of human freedom as traditionally understood in the American political system. You see, it's supposed to be about the individual. It's supposed to be about the individual to choose their path, their pursuit of happiness, without being told what to do by the government. Isn't that the founding principle of America, the individual? Freedom, God-given rights, inalienable rights, rights that are beyond government because they're granted to me by God. Isn't that the foundation of America?
Absolutely. The Declaration of Independence says there are certain unalienable rights that each one of us as a human being possesses. Life, liberty, and the right to the pursuit of happiness. Not that government guarantees you happiness. But if you read his speech, and like I said in my article, I read the transcript carefully twice. Never once is there the notion of the right of the individual to guide and direct and freely choose what he will do with his own life and his free interactions with others. Never once was an idea of inequality, of equality before the law in those equal rights, with fairness for all, for lady justice, and favors and privileges for none. For him, equality means, and he made it clear, a narrowing band of what the income of each one of us will be. He knows when the income is too high. He knows when the income is too low. Biden knows when our incomes are just right. Like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. This one is too hard. This one is too soft. This one is just right. And that's how he wants to set up the tax code. Anyone making more than this has to be heavily taxed. Anyone too little, they're going to receive part of what we've taxed away from others, because we know the ranges and the points at which each of every one of us should have a standard of living and a quality of life. If you want others to determine what your future will be, then you should like and desire these policies. If you have any element of belief that you are a distinct human being, should have the freedom to determine your own destiny and make your free choices. Even when we make mistakes, would you rather make your own mistakes or have someone else impose their mistakes on you? And that's what big government is. Joe Biden determining what your successes and mistakes are as he's defining them.
Yeah. I just sit here and I'm perplexed that, but I'm seeing rejection of this in some places. Most notably Texas twice recently. The Democrat didn't even make it into the top three in the district they said was going to be very competitive over the weekend. Texas 6th Congressional District rejected soundly. The Republicans picked up 62% of the vote. Democrats just 38% of the total vote. I mean, this is supposed to be a competitive district. The Republicans will have a runoff to see which Republican goes to Washington. And then I see a school board election in Southlake kicks out every person trying to teach this critical race theory garbage. They kicked them out. It's near Fort Worth. They kicked 70% of the vote went to the people that said, no, we don't want this garbage in our schools. There is pushback, and it's coming. Ron DeSantis yesterday said Florida is free, and it goes on, right?
Yes. In fact, the New York Times had an article yesterday, the day before, in which they were, it's supposedly reporting, but they're bemoaning the fact that in southern Texas, there has been a groundswell of vote and support for the GOP by who? Hispanic Americans. Who particularly in the Hispanic American community? Women. Now, this flies in the face of the presumption by Democrats that if you are an ethnic or racial minority, you're supposed to be genetically programmed only to vote for them. And anyone who doesn't is somehow perverse. Remember what Biden said when he ran last spring. He said, if you're black and you don't vote for me, you don't know you're black. In other words,
if you're a certain
skin color, you vote a certain way.
You ain't black. That's what he said, right?
Yes.
You got it. Professor, greatly appreciate it. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. It was great to be on again. Have a good day.
Always good to have you. Thank you, sir. Professor Richard Ebling from the Citadel. Always bringing a clear, concise bit of common sense to the dialogue. Always appreciate him being here. Quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing is going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your electric bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com. WellConnectSaves.com or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Even in high school, kids still play sports for fun. But even the best of parents sometimes take the game and the fun away from their kids by trying to coach or officiate or treating the outcome as a life or death situation. These are kids' games. These are the kids' games. Let them play. Let them learn. Let them succeed. Let them fail. But most of all, let them have fun. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.